Blog Talk Radio.
Not for now yet, that's right, Buzzos. It's not a time for words because now it's Soul Class number 212, and it is the virtual heart, the virtual open heart surgery equals inner aspects presentation with our humble efforts. Blessed is our Creator, Baruch Hashem. We continue in our series of impromptu meditations as we of the nation of Israel prepare for Yom Kippur, the day as transmitted by Moses, the Levite prophet, as the Day of Atonement. Blessed Souls, atonement is connected to seeking the Most High Creator's countenance, something which is accessible to all blessed souls and blessed bodies, the human family experience. And I just want to point out, Blessed Souls, if you click on the link, aside from the fact that you're listening live to my humble effort for the next several minutes, to deepen your meditations, we've provided for you a link, which you can go to at the promotional piece for this show, which you just have to click on it. It's found at the website. This is courtesy of www.chabad.org, where you can learn about the laws of return, the laws of repentance, Hilchot Tshuvah by Rambam. So let's now go into our efforts, and maybe in the end of the show we'll leave time for someone, if you want to call in at 347-838-8669 for some comments, questions, or concerns about whatever we're about to present to you, blessed souls. It's 347-838-8669, but I'll ask you to wait about until I say it's time to call in. Or you can call in and just listen in. If the spirit moves us, we'll just call you in and we'll vibe out on the points we're trying to vibe out on. So here we go. One and a two and a three. Let's go. Returning to one's true purpose after stumbling one over one's improper thoughts, speech, and action. The return / repentance / tshuva is a matter that essentially transpires, manifest, is revealed, blessed souls, in the blessed human heart. Blessed souls, please don't think that tshuva / repentance / return is only for stumblers or even wicked, evil people. No, in fact, tshuva / repentance / return is just as much relevant for good, decent people, even the most righteous of the world, the tzaddikim. From within the perspective of Panimia Satora, even tzaddikim, the very righteous, need to engage in teshuvah, return, repentance, within their righteous hearts, whether it be a righteous man or a righteous woman. However, for the vast majority of human souls in human bodies, like for all of us, teshuvah, repentance, return, is connected to rectification of negative matters pertaining to thought, speech, and action. Empowering our teshuvah, our repentance, our return process, is via Torah instruction. However, one could ask a very important question. What in the world is the connection between Torah, which is a matter of divine instruction, and the very subject we are stressing in today's presentation, teshuvah / repentance / return? Blessed souls, if we consider the process of teshuvah / repentance / return as a process of turning countenance to countenance, or face to face, in place of a time of rebellion, as was stated in a prophetic teaching from the prophet Jeremiah, Navi Yirmiyahu, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chof Zayin, chapter 2, verse 27, in the prophet Jeremiah, quote, the Most High commanded the prophet to instruct all of us, quote, to me they turned their backs, and not their faces, but in their time of distress they will say, arise and save us. Of course, the only one who can arise and save us is the Most High. So the question remains, blessed souls, how can we turn to Him, the Ein Sof, the Infinite Creator, the bestower of the Torah and the commandments, the mitzvot, as were transmitted to, again, Moshe, Moses, the mighty Levite prophet, over 3,324 years ago? Well, specifically, the learning of Torah is accomplished by, guess what, simply directing the attention of your blessed face towards the teaching of an eternal Torah instruction, whether the Torah instruction can be found right upon your computer monitor, written up in newspaper form, on your iPad, or in book form, and then guiding your face with the eyes in your head and the mind that is behind your eyes to study the contents that lay before you. Yes, the decision to seek the Ein Sof's countenance face to face is, so to speak, an aspect of turning to the Ein Sof, the infinite Creator, in stark contrast to turning one's neck to the one who spoke and the world came to be. We are, blessed souls, talking about here repairing our relationship with the Creator. On a simplified level, let's try to understand it via relationship, a most vital relationship which exists upon this blessed creation. That is to say, the relationship between wife. For example, there can be a case scenario that a husband turns his back emotionally to his wife's needs. He just doesn't care. He just doesn't get it what she wants from him. What is her desire as the wife of her husband? She needs emotional support, gratitude for her self-sacrifice of a type of lifestyle of bringing to him, her beloved husband, children, all the cooking she does for the house, all the cleaning she does for the house, and last but not least, her nonstop, or it seems almost nonstop, way of nurturing everyone in the family from the youngest child to her soulmate, her husband. So the husband might think, he thinks she needs only to hear only about his own accomplishments and work in the community and the praises he gets from his work accomplishments and the praises he gets in the community. Of course, she, as being the faithful wife of valor, is happy her husband is productive, but, blessed souls, gratitude and learning more about what makes her happy is really what will take the relationship between that man and his wife to the next level. And if he does not take into consideration what her needs are, their relationship grows stale, and so to speak, he emotionally, and sometimes unfortunately we've seen, he physically turns his face from her and gives her just his neck, meaning not all of his efforts towards her own sustenance, joy, and nachas, satisfaction. Now that's just an allegory, blessed souls, but in the true sense of the source of the allegory, the nimshal, we are in the feminine mode, and the Most High is in the masculine mode, but the Creator knows what our needs are. And therefore, because of his beneficence, because of his mercies, his love upon each and every one of us, he is prepared to gladly take back any one of us. When we come to the realization we've been in the masculine mode of trying to realize our actualized levels of productivity, and then coming to the humbling realization it is not sufficient, and realize we should be in masculine mode, and we should not only should we just desire to turn our face, our countenance to the Creator, we should seek to present, offer up, give freely to the Creator nachas, satisfaction. And we should learn what specifically those things provide satisfaction on high to the Most High. That specific satisfaction that we can generate for the Most High, blessed souls, is learning the Torah of the Ein Sof, of the infinite Creator. During the process, we experience turning our faces, our countenance towards the divine countenance. We should take into account there is also, again, a process of returning, repentance, teshuva, which is an inner process which guides us. This inner process, this tenua panimi, percolates within our blessed human hearts. This inner process is the essence of returning to the Ein Sof, the infinite Creator. And take note, blessed souls, there's not just one level of return. There are many, many levels within the heart that we can experience. I'm going to state now three general levels. Number one, there is the state of the human heart before our blessed experience is actualized of returning, repenting, or doing teshuvah to the Most High. The second general condition is the state of the human heart after our blessed minds are aware of and fully agree there's no other way but to return, to repent, to do teshuvah to the Ein Sof, to the infinite Creator. Third, last but not least, the third stage of experience or awareness of the human heart, there's that state of being, blessed souls, to be blessed to continually yearn for even a greater sense of return, a greater sense of repentance, a greater sense of tshuva to the Ein Sof, to the infinite Creator. Now, blessed souls, these blessed levels of consciousness subdivide into endless levels of quality and quantity, basically which are experienced and can only be experienced by each individual blessed soul in a blessed body. Therefore, only you, he or she, and last but not least, myself, can experience one of the unique levels that exist within the billions and billions of levels of teshuva, of returning repentance, or according to our unique blessed human life experiences upon this blessed earth. So it's a matter of individualizing and connecting to our individuality as human beings in order that we can truly do tshuva, to return, to repent, and not just follow a mass movement. We can join a mass movement of human souls that are returning, but I want to point out there are two words in Hebrew which we'll simply define to perhaps make it more understandable what we've been talking about so far. There's the level called derech. It's the way, like a highway, that all cars can pass through. And then there is something called a nesiv, a path. And this is something where a person decides to go off the highway, to take get another perspective of that highway, or to get another perspective how to get to their destination. But that path is uncharted. It's only something that each one of us can experience. We can share our experiences and we can power each other through our experiences. But when we talk about finding our own nesiv, our only path or pathways, nesivot, we have to have someone up the courage. And of course, we can pray to the Most High for the blessing to have the courage. We can ask advice from others. How do they have the courage to move on with their lives in their process of returning? But ultimately, it's an individual experience. And if it's truly an individual experience, you won't be afraid or bashful or ashamed to share your experiences, how you return to the Most High. Now we conclude, blessed souls, with a simple suggestion. Please go to, when you have the opportunity, to a wondrous, to me it's, if I were to say my top 10 verses in Psalms and Tehillim, by Naim Zmirot Yisrael, the sweet singer of Israel, King David, this would be one in the top 10. It could be the number one, if not number two verse. It says, King David wrote the following, quote, on your behalf, my heart says, quote, seek my countenance. Your countenance, Most High, I seek. Don't conceal your countenance from me. And after reading that verse, blessed souls, in 27, verse 8, in Psalms, then conduct a little experiment with yourself. Speak to your own blessed human heart. Whether you speak to your heart via thought or actually speak it out, as your blessed eyes look directly at your blessed chest cavity, the containment area for your blessed heart, and ask your blessed heart if it will respond or how it will respond to engaging in the three pillars which maintain this blessed world, namely Torah, divine instruction, tzedakah, acts of charity or kindness, and tefillah and prayer. And ask your heart how it will feel that you as part of your human heart desire to rectify yourself and do whatever you can to accomplish, to improve this already blessed world whose angelic sources yearn for your participation in making this world sometimes called Haaretz, sometimes called Olam, sometimes called Tevel, sometimes called Dan, more peaceful and more pleasant, with the intent of eliciting the blessing of constructing the puzzle piece to complete the universal puzzle within the framework of the universal redemption. So if anyone wants to call in right now, you can. I'll give about 10 seconds or 30 seconds at 1-347-838-8669. That's 1-347-838-8669. That's 1-347-838-8669. And I'm not surprised if no one calls in, because we did this show on such an impromptu basis as opposed to when we try to do shows on Sunday morning with In Search of Ancient Authentic Torah or Getting to the Heart of the Matter, Rabbi Eliezer Goldstock. But the point of the matter is, blessed souls, is that we want to share teachings which are connected to the concept of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And although there's not specifically listed a Day of Atonement for the nations of the world, the blessed children of Noah, the idea of seeking the Most High is connected to that countenance. And if you want to learn more about what is the idea of atonement for the nations. It is written in Talmudic literature that charity is connected to the atonement of the nations, because the nations, even more than the nation of Israel, within their specific service to the Most High and in fellowship with the Israelites, is to make this place a settled world, a place of blessing and not a place of chaos. So I guess no one has called in, so we're going to sign off now with a Hav Echad, one love, Gor El Echad, one destiny kulanu for all of us, but Dar Chinom, in a pleasant way, Dar Chishom, in a peaceful way. And we're going to end off the show with a wonderful song by the Moshe Ben. I played it on other shows, but I think it's fitting for the time as we're approaching Shabbos Tshuva. And by the way, the inspiration for my humble efforts today were taken from a Hasidic mimer from Shabbat Tshuva, literally the Shabbat of Return by the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Tavshim Mem Vav. That was almost 27 years ago. So bless those with the L'ham Sheikh that can be continued with the blessings of the Most High. This is the Moshe Ben Return. Let's all return to the land of our soul. We'll find that we're whole, and we'll find that we can get off scrimmage by connecting to our divine image, our Tzelem Elohim, which is no dream. Take care, everyone. And remember, please remember, I pray that you remember this. Never overestimate the things which are negative within yourself, and don't underestimate the good that's within yourself. Take care, everyone. L'ham Sheikh. To be continued, Birkat Hashem Yisbrik, the blessings of the Most High.
Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul.
Yeah.